To be the sergeant sharing charge of such a great beast was an honor and a responsibility to which Emily Wheeler was equal, and to be a woman superior to men was a life she made no secret of enjoying. In fact, to gain their confidence, she was known to pander to their prejudices, in effect putting her own gender up for sale. "Gentlemen," she said on her first day, "I do not give the orders. The sea gives the orders, and we are at the mercy of her unpredictable ways." She was clear-headed in a crisis, and had organized the rescue of many a wayward sailor. However, it was her habit in the boring hours to engineer small crises herself. A twitching filament on the reserve lantern was occasion for much shouting. Cleaning the fog signal's air compressor meant at least three separate fits of panic. It was thus the curse of her men to wish on every shift for an actual disaster. Since no one could live comfortably at the station for more than a week, the four keeper families passed much of their lives in cottage-style duplexes on the coast, on the dunes just above the shoreline. Husbands and wives and children were eternally, twice a day, with the waxing and waning tides, handing off hot meals and kissing each other goodbye. 8 miles from shore, the station boat now settled into place on the leeward side of the lighthouse, which made a wedge-shaped windscreen, a small pool of calm. The men in the boat flashed their tiny lantern, and in response there was a groan from the crane housing overhead, and a winch dropped down a cargo net, into which Sergeant Wheeler stepped. Another exchange of light, and then the crane withdrew, bringing her aloft. It was during the long moments when she swung in the wind, and the spray of the sea managed to slap at her face and neck, that she most enjoyed her job at the very edge of the map. "I am the westernmost woman in the country," an idea she extinguished when the cargo net placed her on granite. Trouble. Leland, her assistant, helped her unbuckle the harness and step out of the cargo net. "We have a problem, Mom." Leland was always on duty at the same time she was, less a personal choice than a request of the other families. He was 24 years old. Talk at the lighthouse had deemed him unfairly handsome, and he had wrecked two surreys on the dunes near the cottages while impressing girls. Further.